Hello, and welcome to Keeping Her Keys. I hope you've been enjoying this season of the pod here in our coven. I'm taking a little break from the podcast, focusing on teaching and really diving into writing my next book, which I'm so excited about. Of course, I can't give away too many of the details. This past season saw many conversations with me and the leaders in Covina, in my coven. We also, for the first time, had guests. We had the fabulous Nicholas Pearson, and then we had Laura come on talking about death walking and being a psychopomp, and some other great interviews as well. Of course, we had Amy on the pod, Amy Blackthorne. You need her books, you need to follow her, you need to do all the things with Amy. So this has been the most exciting year in the pod. We had over 55 episodes, if you can believe it. Almost all of those were new content. It's been an amazing, amazing time. I appreciate all of you following the pod, reviewing the pod, and sending me messages. If you've got ideas for what you'd like me to talk about in the next season, which is going to start around October the 12th, got to start the pod on the new season on the new moon, right? So it's going to start around then. Just send me an email to info@keepingherkeys.com. If you would like to connect with me deeper, right now, the Keeping Her Keys read-along is available. It's super low cost. You get hours and hours of amazing recorded classes, a really great community, and one live seasonal event. And that's, like I said, it's $14.99 a month. That was a labor of love for me and Leia, who was the co-educator in recording all those classes. Come on in. See if it's for you. We're full in the courses in the tradition right now. And there's also the membership. If you want more live events, you know, more of a sense of connecting with each other. I want to mention that any subscription to Covina includes our fabulous Covina social chat. And that is a great place you can talk about anything, make friends, just, you know, feel less alone in the world and be with your kindred. So that's what I've got on offer. As always, there are so many free resources at keepingherkeys.com and all the previous episodes of the pod that you can spend some time with while I'm spending time with our beloved Hecate crafting a brand new book. I'm super excited about it. You may be able to put together little hints of what's going on. If you look at my socials or if you're in Covina, I like to drop little hints here and there about what I'm doing. So that's the next book. And then I'm planning on releasing the second edition of the Keeping Her Keys book in around Beltane 2024. The brand new whole book will most likely be out either late 2024 or early 2025. I remain completely enchanted by Hecate and her goddesses and spirits, the natural world, botanical witchcraft. I just love it all. I especially love actual witchcrafting. I've been making cauldrons out of clay. I made this amazing altar board. I love the crafting part of witchcrafting. And I hope that you are inspired to go into your own sacred creativity and express that however you feel led. It's my most sincere wish that the episodes on the pod bring healing, connect you to Hecate and what is deeper, both within you, your own soul, and what is true and beautiful and wild and free for you, and the amazing world that is beyond regular vision. H- have fun perusing the episodes from the past year, maybe even dig way back deep into some of those early ones. And I will be back here on October the 12th. Hail Hecate, when we must have an invocation to affirm our time together. So here's a little one. Sit round her cauldron, cast in your woes, focus on the magic from which all things grow. May you find comfort, healing, rebirth, release in Hecate's cauldron. And always keep her keys.